All right, so let's jump into this.
Okay.
We're talking about utilities, power generation, renewables, oil and gas construction, the whole shebang.
Heavy hitters.
Yep, exactly. Places where safety is absolutely paramount.
For sure.
You're dealing with heavy machinery, high voltage, all sorts of hazards every single day.
Right.
So we're going to do a deep dive today on how smart technologies are transforming workplace safety in those environments.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool about this is that it's not just one single tech.
Right.
It's like this merging of AI, the Internet of Things, wearables, all kind of blending together to create this safety net that's way more proactive.
I like that safety net that's proactive.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really going to dig into today. We've
Absolutely.
got a ton of research, case studies,
Yeah.
all that good stuff to really unpack.
Yeah, we're gonna cover it all.
And I think you'll be surprised by some of the stats and stories we've got lined up.
Yeah, to really grasp like the potential here,
Okay.
we got to start with the problem. The numbers when it comes to workplace accidents, especially in these like industrial sectors,
Yeah.
they're kind of scary, actually.
Okay. Hit us with the hard facts then.
So the International Labor Organization,
The ILO.
okay, they estimate that something like 2.78 million workers die every single year from work-related accidents or diseases.
Oh.
It's a global number,
Yeah.
so it includes a lot of industries, but like it really sets the stage for how serious this problem is.
Yeah. And it's easy to get lost in those big numbers, but we're talking millions of families affected.
Exactly.
Every year, millions of lives just disrupted by this.
It's huge.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And when you put it that way, it really does hit home.
Yeah. And you know, if we just focus on construction, which a lot of our listeners are involved in,
For sure.
the picture gets even more intense.
Okay.
Construction alone accounts for almost 20% of all those workplace accidents we talked about.
20%. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge chunk.
It is.
And we're not talking about minor stuff here.
Right.
These are industries that just come with high risks built in.
Exactly. And that's why these smart technologies are so important.
There you go.
They offer like a real opportunity to lower those risks in ways we've never had before.
So let's get into it.
Yeah.
What do some of these solutions look like?
Cool.
What kind of smart are we talking about here?
So one area that's really taking off is real-time equipment monitoring using the Internet of Things.
IoT.
You got it.
Yeah.
Think of it like sensors on your heavy machinery constantly feeding data back to like a central system.
Okay.
And that data can warn you about problems before they turn into big accidents.
So instead of waiting for something to break down, you're catching wear and tear, overheating, that kind of stuff way earlier.
Yeah, it's like predictive maintenance, but with safety as the main goal.
Okay, so instead of reacting to accidents, you're shifting to more like proactive safety management. I
Exactly.
like that.
It's a game changer.
All right, what else do we have?
Well, how about drones doing inspections in those hard to reach or super risky areas? Like, imagine inspecting the top of a wind turbine miles offshore
Right.
or checking pipelines that go on forever.
Hundreds of miles.
Yeah. Traditionally, those jobs meant putting workers in really dangerous situations.
Climbing heights, all those classic industrial hazards.
Yeah. But drones can capture really detailed images and data,
Okay.
showing you risks without anyone having to actually go to those dangerous places.
So they're getting all the info without putting people at risk.
And we're talking high-resolution images, thermal readings, all sorts of data that can be analyzed remotely.
It seems like a perfect fit for safety inspections, especially in those kind of environments our listeners work in.
Yeah, definitely. And then we've got wearables, probably the fastest growing area in all of this.
Wearables.
Yeah, think smart helmets, monitoring vital signs, and detecting falls wristbands that buzz if you get too close to live wires. The possibilities are huge.
So it's like giving every worker their own personal safety guardian.
Yeah, tailored to their specific job and the environment.
Speaking of wearables, one of the articles we have focuses on a company called Proxy.
Oh, yeah.
They've developed a wristband that vibrates when a worker gets too close to live electrical equipment.
That's a cool one.
Seems like a simple idea with a potentially huge impact.
It is. Proxy is a great example of how wearable tech can be a game changer.
Right.
But what's really impressive is they're not stopping at just the buzz.
Okay.
They're taking the data from those bands and using it to help companies analyze near misses to improve their overall safety procedures.
So it's not just about preventing that one accident.
Right.
It's about understanding the patterns, the why behind the near miss in the first place.
Exactly. You're turning every worker into a walking safety sensor.
I like that. That's a great way to put it. And it can uncover hidden risks you might not even know about.
For sure. For example, one company using the Troxy bands discovered they had a recurring problem with faulty grounding.
Really?
Yeah, something traditional inspections might have completely missed.
So you're saying it's like having this extra layer of intelligence constantly monitoring the environment.
Exactly.
And flagging potential hazards.
Yeah.
But how does proxy actually pinpoint something like faulty grounding? That seems pretty specific.
It's all in the data. Well, the proxy bands main job is that vibrating alert.
Right.
They're also recording when and where those alerts happen.
Okay.
In this case, the company noticed a bunch of buzzes in a particular area way more than anywhere else.
Interesting.
And that raised a red flag. Further investigation revealed the grounding issue.
So it's not just reacting to the buzz itself.
You're right.
It's about using the data to find the underlying issue.
Exactly.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is it's not just about preventing accidents.
Yeah.
It's about making workers more aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
Creating that safety first mindset.
You've got it. You hit the nail on the head. Imagine a worker with a smart vest that vibrates when they enter a high-risk zone. It's an instant reminder to be extra careful to double-check procedures. It's about embedding safety into the very tools and tech they use every day.
I like that. It really feels like we're at a turning point with all this technology.
Yeah.
It's almost like how smartphones completely changed how we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're seeing that same kind of shift in how we think about safety.
I totally see that parallel, too.
It's exciting. And just like with smartphones, I think we're just at the beginning of a huge wave of innovation in this space.
Oh, for sure. There's so much more to come.
Speaking of smartphones, it struck me that the proxy band uses a mobile app.
Yep.
That's pretty clever.
Right? It is.
You're using something that's already in almost every worker's pocket.
Exactly. It makes the tech way more accessible.
Yeah.
Workers can use the app to control the band settings, access training materials, even report hazards they see. All ties together.
So it's not just a piece of hardware.
Right.
It's a whole system for supporting and reinforcing a safety culture.
That's exactly it. And that's the key takeaway for anyone looking at these smart safety solutions.
Yeah.
You can't just focus on the gadget itself. It's about the big picture, the training, how you use the data communication. It all has to work together seamlessly.
It sounds like it can be a lot for companies to get this right.
It can be, but there's help out there. Organizations like OSHA and the EU OSHA are really pushing for these technologies.
Good.
They offer guidance and best practices so companies aren't starting from scratch.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Because I imagine it can feel overwhelming.
For sure.
Especially if you're just starting to explore these options. But there's one big concern we haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
Data security and privacy.
Right.
If all these devices are collecting personal information, how do we make sure that data is protected?
That's a huge consideration. Workers need to know their privacy is being respected.
Yeah, nobody wants to feel like they're constantly being watched.
Exactly. Especially in these types of industrial environments where work can be demanding and stressful enough without feeling like Big Brother is watching your every move.
For sure.
Yeah.
Companies have to be transparent about how they're collecting, using, and storing that data.
Absolutely.
There has to be a clear ethical framework in place.
Yeah.
It can't just be we're collecting data because we can.
Right. It's got to be done responsibly.
So does this mean we need new laws or regulations specifically for these workplace technologies?
That's the big question, and it's being debated right now.
Yeah.
Are existing regulations enough, or do we need new, more specific rules for things like data privacy and ethical considerations?
It's probably a conversation that's going to keep going as the technology develops.
For sure. It's an evolving landscape.
And it's important that everyone has a seat at the table.
Definitely.
Workers, employers, the companies making this tech, and of course, regulators.
Everyone needs to be involved.
This has really made me think differently about workplace safety.
Yeah, me too.
It's not just about hard hats and warning signs anymore. We're talking about a whole new era where technology can fundamentally change how we approach safety.
Absolutely. We're moving towards a safety approach that's data-driven, predictive, and personalized.
I like that.
It's about giving workers the information and tools they need to stay safe, while also giving companies the insights they need to stop accidents before they even happen.
It's exciting to think about what that future could look like.
It is.
Especially in these high-risk industries where the stakes are so high.
Yeah, where the consequences can be so serious.
It's really important stuff.
It is.
Yeah, it really gets you thinking, what if we could drastically reduce these accidents? maybe even eliminate them altogether in some cases, using real-time monitoring and these proactive interventions.
And it's not just wishful thinking either.
Right.
We're already seeing companies who are early adopters of this tech getting those kinds of results.
Wow. So it's actually happening.
Yeah. The ones that are really embracing this shift to digital safety are seeing real benefits, not just in fewer accidents, but also in overall efficiency and productivity.
So it's not just about avoiding those big fines and lawsuits.
Right.
It's about a ripple effect that improves productivity, morale, even how the whole business performs.
That's it. Exactly. When workers feel safe and like they've got the tools to do their job safely, they're more engaged, more productive, and less likely to burn out.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely.
Safer workplaces and a healthier bottom line.
Mm.
But what about smaller companies?
Right.
Can they afford to get on board with this kind of technology?
That's a great question. And the good news is we're seeing some really innovative solutions being developed specifically with smaller businesses in mind.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, the cost of this tech is coming down, which is making it more accessible to a wider range of companies.
That's encouraging to hear because at the end of the day, every worker deserves to go home safe.
Yeah.
No matter what size company they work for.
I couldn't agree more. Safety should never be a luxury.
Right. It should be a given.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a fundamental right.
So for our listeners out there, the engineers and operations executives who are responsible for safety in their workplaces.
Yeah.
What's the one key message they should take away from all of this?
I think the main takeaway is that business as usual just isn't good enough anymore.
Okay.
We have the technology to prevent these accidents, to create a much safer working environment.
Right.
The question is, are we willing to embrace that change?
It's a call to action for sure, to start exploring these technologies, to invest in the future of safety. And to build a culture where safety is everyone's top priority, not just a box to check.
And as you're exploring these solutions, think about your specific needs and challenges.
Okay.
Don't just jump on the latest trend.
Right.
Do your research. Talk to your workers.
Right.
Find the technologies that are the right fit for your organization and the people who work there.
So it's all about finding the right tools for the job and making sure everyone understands how to use them effectively.
Right, because ultimately it's not about the technology itself. It's about the people whose lives are impacted by it, their safety, their well-being. That has to be at the forefront of every decision we make.
Well said. So here's a final thought for our listeners to ponder.
Okay.
If you could design a wearable device to address a specific safety risk in your workplace, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
But also an exciting opportunity to reimagine safety and create a workplace where everyone can thrive, not just survive.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
That's it for this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe. And it makes you think, what if we really could like drastically cut down those workplace accidents, maybe even eliminate them completely in certain situations just by using these like real-time monitoring and proactive interventions?
It's not a fantasy.
Forever.
We're seeing it happen right now in companies that are early adopters of this tech.
So it's becoming a reality.
Yeah. The ones that are really embracing this shift to digital safety are seeing tangible results, not just in terms of like fewer accidents, but also in overall efficiency and productivity.
So it's not just about avoiding those big fines and lawsuits.
Right. It goes beyond that.
It's like this ripple effect that boosts productivity, morale, even how the whole business performs.
Absolutely. When workers feel safe and like they have the tools they need to do their job safely, they're more engaged, more productive, and less likely to experience burnout.
It makes a lot of sense. So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Totally.
Safer workplaces and a healthier bottom line.
Yeah.
But what about smaller companies?
Yeah.
Can they afford to get on board with this kind of technology?
That's a great question. And the good news is that we're seeing some really innovative solutions being developed specifically with smaller businesses in mind.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah. The cost of this tech is coming down, which is making it more accessible to a wider range of companies.
That's really encouraging because at the end of the day, every worker deserves to go home safe.
Exactly.
It shouldn't matter how big or small the company is.
I couldn't agree more. Safety shouldn't be a luxury.
Right. It should just be the norm.
Exactly. It's a fundamental
norm. Right. So for all our listeners out there, the engineers and operations executives who are responsible for safety in their workplaces, what's the key takeaway they should get from all of this?
I think the main message is that doing things the old way just isn't good enough anymore.
We have to evolve.
Yeah. We have the technology to prevent these accidents, to create a much safer work environment for everyone.
And we need to use it.
The question is, are we willing to embrace that change to step up and make that happen?
It's a call to action, for sure. to start exploring these technologies, to invest in the future of safety, and to really cultivate a culture where safety is everyone's top priority, not just something we check off a list.
Absolutely. And as you're exploring these solutions, think about your specific needs and challenges.
Okay.
Don't just jump on the latest trend.
Right.
Really do your research. Talk to your workers.
Get their input.
Yeah, find the technologies that are the right fit for your organization and the people who work there.
So it's all about finding the right tools for the job and making sure everyone understands how to use them effectively.
Exactly. Because ultimately, it's not about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about the people whose lives are being impacted by it, their safety, their well-being. That has to be at the forefront of every decision we make.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Well said. So here's one last thought for our listeners to think about.
Okay.
If you could design a wearable device to address a specific safety risk in your workplace, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a challenge.
It is.
But it's also an exciting opportunity.
For sure.
To really reimagine safety and build a workplace where everyone can thrive, not just survive.
That's a great way to put it. And that wraps up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.
Thanks for listening. For non-boring safety briefings and fun science fiction stories and short films based on workplace safety, subscribe at sfw.is.